Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Vinny and Haney's Football Pick'em starts now. Sports Radio 105.7 The Fan.
All right. Close out the second hour of the program. Riveting with Ryan. Coming up at noon. Talk about the baseball playoffs, Orioles managerial search. No Gold Glove finalists and all the fun stuff going on there. Nolan's got a list of free agents he wants to talk about. Potential. David Rubenstein said he's willing to spend some dough. How much? We're getting all of that in due time. But right now, it's time for picks. And Nolan McGraw, we had an NFL game last night. But before we get into all that and the college games, give us a standings report here.
It's funny. You only want the standings update when you were right on Thursday Night Football. But we'll do it anyway, just to appease you. You're now 15 games back. Congratulations.
All right.
You were the only one to pick Cincinnati last night. So Bob's 15 back. I am 6 back of Vinny. Takes us to our college games this week, starting with LSU traveling to take on Vanderbilt. Vandy, 2.5-point favorites here at home. But if I'm getting us started here, I see an upset on the road. LSU takes this one.
I'm going to say Vandy's carrying those goalposts down to the river again. I'm taking Vandy.
Yeah, last year was against Alabama. They pulled the stunner.
Yep.
Crimson Tide got their measure of revenge a couple of weeks ago. I'm a Nolan. Bayou Bengals. Nussmeier. One of these 5 bazillion Heisman preseason dudes, not going to win it. Can Brian Kelly motivate his 10th ranked Bayou Bengals to the win? I'll take Vandy hasn't been favored against LSU since 1948.
Damn.
Yeah, so I'm gonna go with the trends here and take LSU.
If their storm in the field is 2.5-point favorites, we got a problem. I don't care.
And they're ranked, too.
Yeah, it's LSU.
No. All right, we'll see. I mean, hey, whatever you want to do.
Ranked teams should never storm anything. Courts, fields, whatever.
Oklahoma, South Carolina. Oklahoma is favored by 5.5 as the road team, and I'm going to roll with them.
I'm taking South Carolina. They're coming off bye. They got to win. They got to win this game. And Mateer was not good last week, and we'll see how he is this week. But I'm taking the Gamecocks.
Yeah, Sellers was another Heisman guy before the season.
I like Sellers.
Mateer said he's healthier than he was last week when he threw 3 picks. Boomer Sooner. Let's go Oklahoma.
Ole Miss versus Georgia. Some exchanging of words here this week between the coaches, but Georgia favored by 7.5 at home. I'll go with the Bulldogs.
Yeah, I like Georgia at home, too.
And Ole Miss usually doesn't win this game.
Right.
They are 5th in the country. And you talk about the trash talk. Kiffin's been going at it with Kirby Smart. I'll go Georgia in this one. Ole Miss got to show me something here.
All right. A game that we have our eyes on. Maryland traveling to take on UCLA. The spread has changed. UCLA only favored by 2.5. It was 3.5 earlier in the week. And we know where Bob's going, but I agree with him. It's a must-win game. I am going to go with Maryland in this one. And quite honestly, all right, last 2 weeks aside for UCLA, I still need to be shown something. They're nice wins, but I'm not willing to proclaim them as all of a sudden this great juggernaut of a team in the Big Ten. I think Maryland wins here.
It's going to be 85 and sunny in LA Saturday.
Sounds perfect.
Yeah. I'm going to roll. I think UCLA continues.
I'm going Turtles. I think the Terps need to win this game. They must win this game. It's not the same old Maryland. Now, the same old, if they go out of here and get housed by the Bruins, they might not win a game the rest of the season. But I think they will rise to the occasion and get the lead and maintain the lead. But if Nico goes off, they're in trouble, man. Mm-hmm.
How about Tennessee and Alabama? Crimson Tide are hosting this one, and they are 8.5-point favorites. I can't pick against them. I'll go Bama.
Yeah, Alabama's playing good right now. I'll take Alabama.
Yeah, Ty Simpson's playing himself in a Heisman and maybe first round consideration. Roll Tide, right?
Here we go. USC and Notre Dame, 9.5 in favor of the Irish. I'm going to go with Notre Dame here.
Yeah, I'm going to. CJ Carr's playing really good for Notre Dame at quarterback. And Notre Dame, if they lose this game, they're out of the playoff picture. So this is an absolute must win for the Irish. I'm going to take Notre Dame at home.
As Dookie V would say, Notre Dame, because his kids want the Notre Dame.
Oh, I'd see him all the time.
Yeah, I'm going USC. Trojans, talk about playoffs. A win like this gets them very much in that playoff conversation.
Yes, it does.
Go Trojans.
Last college game to pick this week, Utah taking on BYU. Utes favored by 3.5 on the road. I will go with BYU.
Yeah, I know Bob's going to take BYU,
correct,
too. I like BYU at home. But because both you guys are taking BYU, give me Utah.
Yes, for those who may not know, my wife went to BYU for a year, like me at Calvert Hall, that sort of thing. They're both really good running teams. Yep. Utah just destroyed Arizona State last week. BYU won in double overtime, but they're at home, and I'm going to go with the Cougars. Roar Cougars. BYU in that one. NFL.
Over to the NFL. That's right. We'll start with the London game. Jaguars, technically the home team, I guess. That's their home away from home. They're taking on the Rams, who had a whole big fuss about their travel schedule. They stayed in Baltimore this past week. They practiced at Camden Yards. But then they decided that they're not going to fly out there until today for some reason.
Right.
Seems like that kind of negates the whole purpose. I'm going with the Jags. They're very comfortable in London.
And no Puka. So I'm going with Jacksonville.
Hey, I'm with you guys. I think Jacksonville, they kind of laid an egg against Seattle, but they get back in the win column here.
Saints and Bears. A lot of discussion about the Bears here in Baltimore. They're up next on the Ravens schedule, but they're favored by 4.5 at home here over the Saints. Here's my upset of the week. I'm going with the Saints. I think people are starting to praise the Bears a little bit much. They got a couple wins in a row. Everyone's saying, oh, playoffs, playoffs. Is this going to be it? Caleb Williams is the guy. I think they come back down to earth and lay an egg.
I think they get their third win in a row. Home game. They're starting to get a feel for Ben Johnson's offense. Is DJ Moore playing?
I am not sure.
Yeah,
to be honest,
but I'll take the Bears.
Yeah, it was in the hospital, groin/hip or whatever it was.
I'm guessing pee and blood.
If this was at the Superdome, I'd be feeling Nolan's Bears.
All right, Dolphins and Browns, an absolute stinker in this one. Cleveland favored by 2.5 at home. I'm going to go with the Brownies.
Yeah, Cleveland plays good at home, especially the defense. Cleveland.
Going Miami.
Oh, there
know,
it is.
I know I
there
lie.
It is.
I lie. I'm a liar. Well, I'm not a liar, but I had changed
Come
my
on,
mind.
Come on, Rob. I mean, Bob.
Yeah. Oh. Hi-oh.
You're like the Greek freak. I'm subject to change my mind.
Yeah. Or more like Jimmy the Greek. Right. I'm going to go Miami because if they can't win this game, then McDaniel gets fired. Tua was up there apologizing for running his yapper. Miami.
You're locked in.
I'm locked in. Is that your final answer?
Yes. Patriots versus Titans here. Revenge game for Mike Vrabel, perhaps. He's his team favored by 6.5 on the road. I think the Pats get it done.
I was listening to some of his former teammates, you know, on Get Up and stuff, and they say Vrabel's going to talk all the right stuff, but he wants to score 100 if he can. I'm going New England.
Yeah, New England. I've already dubbed them as the sleeper riser in the AFC, so I'm taking them.
Raiders versus Chiefs, your largest spread of the week. Kansas City favored by 12.5 at home here. No reason to pick against them. They actually look like they're rounding into form.
Yeah, and Rice is back. I'll take Kansas City.
Yeah, chefs.
All right, Eagles and Vikings. Speaking of revenge game, Carson Wentz, a chance for a revenge against the team that replaced him. Eagles favored by 2.5 on the road. I think the Vikings get this one. Eagles, I am not convinced. They've been very sloppy this year as defending champs.
Yeah, they've got some issues, you know, in the locker room and stuff, too, with the offensive coordinator. I'll take the Vikings.
Yeah, I'm going Minnesota, too. And, yeah, like Vinny said, there's discord. They can't run the ball or won't run the ball. I'm going to go with Minnesota here.
Panthers and Jets, even uglier than Dolphins and Browns somehow. Panthers favored by 1.5 as the road team. We've been crapping on the Jets all week.
It's easy to do
Right. I mean, I've picked the Jets, I think, twice this year. I can't do it anymore. I'll go Panthers.
I'll take the Jets because Carolina is 3-0 at home and haven't won on the road. I think the Jets get their first.
And the question here for Carolina is, Chuba Hubbard's supposed to be back. How does that affect Dowdle, who's been like Walter Payton the last 2 weeks? But I think Carolina gets over the Jets. Jets are a struggling team. No Garrett Wilson again. They stink.
All righty. Let's see. We'll go Giants versus Broncos here. Broncos favored by 7.5. No reason to get weird here. Go Broncos.
I am right there with you. Broncos.
I'm going to go the Giants here.
I hope so, but
inexplicable loss to New Orleans because they turned the ball over a ton, but they bullied Philly 10 days ago. I'm taking the Gents. Denver can't score. I'm going with the Giants. And Scataboo and Jackson Dart and Frank Gifford and Alex Hawkins or whatever his name was. I'm going with the Giants here, man.
How about Colts versus Chargers? This is going to be a very fascinating game. Chargers favored by 1.5 as the home team. I've gone back and forth on this one. I'll go Chargers just because they're the home team, but wouldn't surprise me either way.
Yeah, I'm going Chargers. This is the type of game Jim Harbaugh wins. These types of games. And, you know, Alt may be back for the Chargers.
Yeah.
So, and Indy lost in this stadium opening game. I'll take Chargers.
Alex Webster's the guy I was talking about for the Giants. I'm going to Colts. Hey, Chargers should have lost to the Dolphins last week. They got a great play from Herbert to set up the game-winning field goal. I'll go with Danny Dimes and Jonathan Taylor and Warren, the tight end from Penn State. I'm going to Colts. Ride them Colts.
NFC East showdown here. Commanders traveling to take on the Cowboys. Washington favored by 1.5. I like the Commanders in this one.
I'll take Dallas. They got all the receivers back in a high-scoring game. I'll take the Cowboys.
Yeah, I'm going Dallas in this one, too. Commanders lost at home to the Bears. Weather wasn't all that great, but McLaurin's still out. I don't know if they can keep up with Dallas scoring points, so I'll go Cowboys.
Packers and Cardinals, Green Bay favored by 6.5 on the road. And don't overthink it, it's the Pack.
I'll take the Pack.
Yep. Yeah, Green Bay.
All right, and then Sunday Night Football, Falcons versus Niners. Michael Penix says the Falcons are legit. We shall see. I need to see it, certainly. I don't care how banged up the 49ers are. I'm going with them.
I'm going to take the Falcons. I like their offense and their defense. Number one defense in the league. So, you know, it's Saleh versus Ulbrich, and he was Saleh's D coordinator at the Jets, so they know each other well. Falcons.
Kittle might be back. How much does that mean for that 49ers offense? But you said they're legit. Harken back to a time before you were born when the Falcons with Dion and all those guys lost to the Redskins, as they were called, the NFL playoffs in 91. Too legit to quit. Yeah, I'm going to Atlanta to pull the upset on the road.
All right, there you have it.
There are picks, and we'll do there's Doubleheader Monday. Obviously, we'll get to that when we get to it. When we come back, ripping it with Ryan Ripken, that is. Benny's off. Where are you going?
Penn State.
You're going to Penn State? Who's Charlie and the boys got this weekend?
They got Long Island University, Bob, and this is a team that is...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
They won 20 games last year, but they're an older team, which they'll have a lot of 22, 23, 24-year-olds, and they'll try to make it a real physical game. So it'll be it'll be a challenge, you know, for them, because it'll be different. They'll be bigger and stronger.
Yeah, back on the ice, Vinny. Have a safe trip there. Good luck to Charlie and Penn State. Only in hockey, everything else. I mean, who cares?
We're hockey fans.
Yeah, I mean, basketball teams, like, whatever. You know, football, you go bleep yourself. But when we come back, Rip with Ryan, Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.